personal recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Let them meet static.
Galloping around the cosmos is a game for the young doctor.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Three socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Surface is fine and battery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe.
What is this? I've never heard.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Carnelian's layers. Cook up and top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
In an hour of change and challenge, in a decade of hope and fear, in an age of both knowledge and ignorance, the greater our knowledge increases, the greater our ignorance unfolds.
Peace.
choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Many years ago, the great British explorer George Mallory, who was to die on Mount Everest, was asked why did he want to climb it. He said because it is there. The space is there. And we're going to climb it. And the moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Now we see the earth. Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where. Mixed in between and on top of the music, and it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform. And sometimes educational radio. Tonight, we're celebrating the 49th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Yes, that happened exactly 49 years ago, July 20th, 1969. Our theme is called The Race for Space, and we are featuring Public Service Broadcasting, a British band that was formed in 2009, and they make extensive use of sampling. The band plays mostly instrumental music with samples particularly from old British public information films, which are basically archive footages and they also make plenty of use of what we'd call propaganda material. Let me start off this show by expressing my real deep gratitude to listener Arthur, who called me up on the air a couple of months ago when I was playing two different versions of the Crystal Method's High Roller, which have a number of clips from the Apollo 8 mission, which was the first to orbit the moon in 1968, and the astronauts saw the dark side of the moon. So Arthur called up, and he mentioned that Public Service Broadcasting, a band I had never heard of, had a whole album that used clips from various parts of both the Russian and the American space programs. And, well, it's an incredible album. And I didn't know it at the time, but it turns out Arthur is also a WMFO community DJ, host of the Grand Hour, which is on Wednesday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m. And Arthur mostly plays radio dramas from the golden age of radio. And I've caught a couple of his episodes, where he's had the Green Hornet. And then on July 4th, he had a performance of an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, which is a short story that was written by the American writer and Civil War veteran Ambrose Bierce. And that particular radio drama had Vincent Price, and it was just an outstanding performance and short story. And then the second person who I'd really like to thank tonight is Chuck Yu, anarchist journalist extraordinaire, who actually happens to be standing right behind me right now.
Right behind you on WMFO in Medford.
Yes, WMFO in Medford. And Chuck greatly helped me out with this, providing additional resources to make this show come together. So we started off with a couple of things in my intro set there. A little excerpt from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Star Trek The Next Generation theme. And then Public Service Broadcasting's title piece from that, our featured album, The Race for Space. And then the Crystal Method's High Roller, which I mentioned before. And there's actually two different versions, as I mentioned before. And we're going to be hearing later on that remixed version, actually, in the next set. So this Race for Space album has 9 songs on it, and they go in chronological order. We heard that first piece, The Race for Space, which had John F. Kennedy's September 1962 speech. And in the next set, we're going to hear mixed in 3 pieces. There's one, Sputnik, which in 1957, Sputnik was the first satellite launched into orbit. And then Gagarin, which from 1961, Yuri Gagarin, who was the first man in space. And then a little more somberly, a piece called Fire in the Cockpit, the Apollo 1 disaster in 1967, where basically there was an accident and 3 astronauts died. But I'll leave Public Service Broadcasting to communicate more information about that to you in the next set. So I'd say we've got quite a sound collage in store for you this evening, and I hope you like it. Starting now with public service broadcast. Oh, yeah, let me also mention that backing me up right now is Pink Floyd and the Orb, and this is a trance remix of The Dark Side of the Moon. But right now, here's public service broadcasting and Sputnik. Only on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
satellite bring people closer together in a common understanding. All as the Earth shrinks, the universe stretches forth its beckoning hand in a gesture to all mankind. We'll be right back.
is Moscow. This is Moscow calling. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich. Step over the threshold of our homeland. The whole planet knew him and loved him.
Gagarin.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail for the stars.
One of us was with Yuri Gagarin as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us. Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
The
astronaut Virgil I. Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee were killed tonight in a flash fire during tests of the Apollo Saturn 204 vehicle at Cape Kennedy. The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of a simulated flight test. The accident occurred at 5:31 Houston time, or at T-minus 10 minutes prior to the planned simulated liftoff. The spacecraft was atop the Saturn launch vehicle, some 218 feet above the launch pad. The hatches on the spacecraft had been closed. Emergency crews were hampered by dense smoke in removing the hatches, and an unknown number of launch crew workers was treated for smoke inhalation at the Cape Kennedy dispensary. The crew had entered the spacecraft at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Minor difficulties had been encountered during the countdown, difficulties with the environmental control system and the communication system. All recorded data has been impounded, pending an investigation into the accident that claimed the lives of astronauts Grissom, White, and Chaffee.
Safety PSA. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight, July 20th, 2018, we are celebrating the 49th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon mission and Neil Armstrong's first human steps on the moon, followed then, quickly enough, by Buzz Aldrin's steps as well. Our theme is officially called The Race for Space, and we are featuring the British sound collage construction crew known as Public Service Broadcasting. Their album, The Race for Space, was, it was released in 2015, and it consists of nine, let's call them instrumental tracks, with audio clip overlays from both the Soviet and the American space programs. And we began that set with Public Service Broadcasting's second piece from that album, Sputnik, talking about the first unnatural satellite launched into orbit around Earth in 1957. And then we heard AC/DC, and you know, I love that band so much that I try to fit them into themes like this however I can. and that was Satellite Blues from Stiff Upper Lip. And then we heard Public Service Broadcasting once again, and Gagarin. And that was about Yuri Gagarin, the cosmonaut, his 1961 on Vostok 1, becoming the first human to orbit the planet Earth. And then Richard Strauss also sprach Zarathustra, also known as 2001, A Space Odyssey. And I found that on a wonderful compilation called Brain in a Box before the show. When I was filling in a little bit, we heard another piece. Well, actually, at the beginning, yes. Star Trek The Next Generation. That was also from that wonderful compilation. And we finished things off with Public Service Broadcasting once again and Fire in the Cockpit. And, you know, that was a pretty somber ending to that set. If you're a frequent enough listener, perhaps you've picked up on my sets having a certain high-level structure, particularly the first main set of the show. My first song usually hits right mark on the theme, and then I usually zigzag to something else that's on the other side of the theme stylistically. And I keep zigging and zagging around with songs, and then I'm building up to what's usually a pretty upbeat and high-energy closer. But, well, not on that set. We're following history. And that Fire in the Cockpit piece was about the Apollo 1 disaster in 1967, which was, it was going to be the first Apollo mission. And then while they were practicing that on February 21st, the simulated mission, with them inside the command module, Gus Grimson, Ed White, and Roger B. Chaffee, it was filled with pure oxygen. And it there was a spark, and it caught fire. That was Apollo 1, and it brought about a halt temporarily. And, you know, that wasn't the only early disaster that happened. In April of 1967, a little later that year, the Russian cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov died as his rather shoddily constructed Soyuz spacecraft came crashing back into the Earth, with among many of the malfunctions on that misadventure, finally the parachutes didn't function. It's a longer story, but essentially he knew the spacecraft wasn't safe to fly. His fellow cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, the first man ever in space, who that previous song was about, Gagarin and some senior technicians had inspected that Soyuz 1 and found 203 structural serious problems that made that spacecraft not acceptable to go into space. But the Soviet leaders were really big on having another success. There was supposed to be two Soyuz that was going to go up in rendezvous. But once they started having problems with that first one, with Komarov on there, then they aborted that. Essentially, Komarov knew about those problems, and he thought it was going to be a suicide mission. But his friend, and they were dear friends of each other, his friend Gagarin was the alternate, and if Komarov didn't go, Gagarin would have. So as a precondition of him flying, Komarov demanded, if he died, that it was going to be an open casket funeral so the leaders could see what their unreasonable demands had led to. And well, you know, that's exactly what happened. If you Google cosmonaut, burned cosmonaut, any of those kinds of things, you'll quickly find the rather disturbing picture of well, his burned up heel bone for the most part in a casket. And as he came crashing down to the earth, burning up, he cursed those men who had sent him up. And yeah, you know, after that, I just couldn't have an upbeat kind of song. And we had a final somber ending to that was that public service message, also narrated by Arthur. And on gun safety, the four rules of gun safety. And you know, as Chuck Yu had asked when he actually read that public service message on another visit he had here on one of my shows, he asked kind of rhetorically, if you're against guns and you want them strictly controlled, why should you care about gun safety? Well, let me answer that, because you never know when you might come across a gun. And they're not toys. No, they're very dangerous. And you want to be sure that you know how to handle them correctly. Like, I'll give you one example, a personal example. My 50-year-old brother dying of his alcoholism. And I'm cleaning up his house and his bedroom with my other brother. And we lift up the mattress of the bed that he was in when he died. And there's a gun and ammunition. Is the gun loaded? Well, you don't know that until you pick it up. And here's another example. Say you're walking along someplace in a park, on a street, or near a schoolyard, and you see something that looks like a gun. Are you just going to leave it there? Maybe you'd call the police and stay there while, but you don't want to just leave it there, but you don't want to pick it up and play with it. So yes, very important reasons why everybody should know the four basic rules of gun safety. So, backing me up, thanks again, Arthur, for that public service message. And backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos and another space-themed piece from her, Aurora Borealis. This was a bonus track on the CD versions of her epic ambient masterpiece, Sonic Seasonings. Well, let's continue with our second set of the evening as we celebrate the 49th anniversary of the first human beings to visit the moon. And we're gonna kind of have a, it's not quite a double shot, but in the next set from Public Service Broadcasting, we're going to have a piece called EVA, which is about the first spacewalk in 1965 by the Russians on the Voskhod 2 mission. And then we're also going to hear about a piece called The Other Side, about the Apollo 8 mission of 1968, which was the first to visit the moon. And actually, there were so many firsts on that. It was the first mission to, with humans, to orbit the moon and to see the Earth, the living blue Earth, rise up above the desolate gray lunar surface. And that picture, Earthrise, did so much to encourage the environmental movement and for people to see the planet Earth, the blue planet Earth, out there in space, and really that big blue marble. And we're also going to have that remixed version of the Crystal Method's High Roller, the Miyagi remix that has plenty of clips from that Apollo 8 mission. It was actually the seed crystal that led to the whole public service broadcasting theme of tonight's show. And first, we're going to start off this set, and it's a pretty long set, I'll tell you. It's like almost 35 minutes. We're going to start it off with a song about extravehicular activity by David Bowie. And we're also going to hear a Peter Schilling response song, kind of part two of that, Major Tom. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Celebrating the race for space.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Today,
And now, a new breakthrough in space conquests. For the first time, the spaceman has to leave the ship and step out into open space. The first one to do this was Alexei Leonov. Everything is ready. Let's go. Everything is strange and unusual in this new world. There's no support, no top, no bottom. Everything is weightless. Everything is weightless. Orientation is lost. The vacuum is dangerous. The vacuum is dangerous.
Abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3,